going to preach today. Is that okay? I usually am a teacher, and sometimes I get over in the prophetic sometimes, but today I feel like preaching. Amen. I got an extra hour of sleep. Come on, somebody. I'm ready to climb in the ring and go. Let's do this. Philippians chapter 4 is where we're heading to this morning. I want to talk to you today, and I want to say to you these words. You can do it. That was weak. If you can't receive that with genuine excitement, come on, give me some faith excitement and act like that you're excited about it. But just say it, I can do it. Come on, say it again, I can do it. You can do it. I don't know who needs to hear this today. I don't know who this is for, but I woke up this morning with this in my heart and in my spirit. And it's because of Jesus that I can talk to God and you can talk to God. Come on, somebody. And when he starts speaking to you like that, you go, do you hear a voice? No, just down on the inside, just felt it. Somebody needs to hear this today. I don't know who you are. Maybe it's everybody. But here it is, and this is what it boils down to. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know that why the Lord said that you need to be convinced of this, but I do know this. You're hurting. I know that you're confused. I know that you're mentally and emotionally drained. And all of those things are symptoms of doubt. And somebody needs to hear this today. You can do it. Do what? Well, what are you facing? What challenge is ahead of you right now? You can do it. You're going to have to amen better than that today. Let's just act like we're a Pentecostal church. Is that okay? Somebody wave their hanky at me. Philippians chapter 12. Chapter 4, verse number 12 says this, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Is this section awake over here? Because they amen that real good. How about this section? I can do, come on, everything through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You have more in you than you think you do. It's all about understanding what you are capable of. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We all know that we are capable of something, because when we reach the limit of that capability, we all start feeling it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Start getting that stress point. You start feeling things tighten up. You start getting that anxiety. You start, I'm reaching the end of my limits. And we want to have everything. Now, if I start talking to you this morning, just amen real loud. Nobody will know I'm talking to you. Okay? Or look at the floor, you know, just done. But here's the thing. All of us want to have everything sorted out, planned out, figured out. Everyone wants to have it all. Every I dotted and every T crossed and every lowercase j dot. Come on. Every little leg on the Q. And everybody's like, that's right. It should be that way. And you know what? I agree because I'm that way. But here's what I want to talk about. I don't have to have that figured out. Come on. 8 months from now. And there are some of you that are so wrapped up into those kind of things, and it's causing massive stress and massive confusion. And you're thinking about things that are still 8 months away. You're thinking about things that may or may not even happen. You're preparing for things that you don't even know if the door's going to open to even walk through. And you go, what's wrong with being prepared? Nothing, as long as the preparation isn't robbing you, come on, of your joy that's on the inside. Amen. I told you I was going to preach today. All right, We want to have it all sorted out. And we have to fix those big things ourselves. And so we want to get them all. We want to make sure our family's taken care of, our house is taken care of, our bills are taken care of, I got food on the table, come on, and whatever it is. And so we go and we start putting it all in order. Now, I went and dug into the old youth pastor's bag of tricks this morning, so you're going to get a nice, fun illustration this morning. I hope you're okay with it. But we start putting these big things in here. And we start adding, you know, I got to make sure that my kids are taken care of. And I got to make sure that my husband's taken care of. And I got to make sure that this is taken care of. And I go, oh my God, look at the sheets on the bed. They haven't been changed in 2 days. I mean, I slept in those last night and probably were sweaty. And they go, ooh, go. And then I got to spend the day all freaked out at work until I get home and can change them sheets because I'm going to be upset about it if I don't get them changed. And so then we just keep on at it. And then the kids got soccer practice. And then the kids got to eat. And then they got homework. And I'm going to be up till 10:30 at night doing homework with them. Because we have teachers who are mean to kids and assign lots of homework. We have teachers sitting in the congregation. I just fucking. And so then we get there and we reach the limit. And we go, I can't do everything. Now you're full, and now you're going to turn to your spouse and be like, how come you're not doing anything? I saw a meme on the internet last night. And there was a lady, she was in the bathroom, and she was in the shower, and she's sticking her head around the curtains like this, and her two kids are sitting there looking up at her like this, and it says, every time I go to take a shower. And then it said, dot, dot, dot. Meanwhile, in the living room, and there's her husband sitting there with an iPad, sitting in a recliner. And they just start getting all freaked out. You know, I am at my limit. I cannot take anymore. And then a real problem comes up, and it begins to cause things to, I can't take anymore. And we just keep going, and we go, and eventually they start spilling out. Something's got to give up. Church on Wednesday night. Who's got time for that? And all the things that you thought was important, the first problem comes around. Come on, somebody. All those important things start going elsewhere. And then the real problems start. Come on, then we start talking about divorce. And then we start thinking about leaving. And then we start talking about getting out. And it's because we are putting things in place that we think are important. And we are trying to allow those things, I can't take anymore. And then when a real problem does come, all the important things start going to the side because they're getting flushed out by the real problem. All right? So we're filling ourselves up with all these big things, and then we start saying, I can't do it. I can't do anymore. Had conversations with people, and you start talking to them about something, and they just look at you and they go, I can't do it. And we've all been there. We've all had those moments. Listen to me. I have been there myself. The last year was awful for me. You go, Pastor, that's easy for you to say. You got it all taken care of. Yeah, I spent a week in the hospital last year fighting an infection for the last whole half of the year where I was on antibiotics and walked around with a fever for a whole year and tried to pastor a church. Come on. And be a dad that went to soccer practice every night and games on the weekend and a husband. Come on, somebody. It's not like we haven't all had these kind of situations. So for you to sit there and go, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not. I have been that person. And on days, I still am that person. I think that I'm being really good about taking care of what's really important. And then when other things pop up and those things start spilling out, then I start saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. So again, if I'm talking to you, just amen real loud. Nobody will know it. But here's the thing. God's ability causes more to become available to you. I want you to look at these words. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you go, yeah, that's great, that's great. Let's break that down. I can do. This is random. You don't see these very often. It's called a word group in Greek. Usually it's a Greek word. But this is a word group in the Greek. And here's what it means. It means to be able, to be capable, to have, listen to this one, the capacity, to have the power or strength with an emphasis, on the actual power that implies your ability or capacity or the power which somebody possesses. So what is he saying here? I am able to do everything. I am capable to do everything. I have the capacity. Oh, no, I don't, Pastor. And who are you to tell me otherwise? You're not in my shoes. I didn't say it. Paul did. Argue with him. All right, here's what it says. I have the capacity to do everything. Well, I just can't, and I'm just going to be happy with that. You have, listen to me, more capacity, more strength, and more power than you would ever dream that you have. You have more power, more capacity, and more strength than you would ever think that you have. The reason that you begin to feel stressed is because you're at the end of your limits. Now, if we took all that water back in there and just filled that back up with golf balls or ping pong balls, you'd start seeing it. So let's do it a little different. Here we have the same capacity, but now we're putting in golf balls instead of ping pong balls. Now, here's the difference. These don't float. Come on, somebody. They weigh more. How do you know they don't float? Because go to a golf course and hit it in the lake and watch what happens. If you go with Ed, he doesn't do that very often. He'll beat your hind end at golf. And that's why I don't go with him anymore. But golf balls weigh more, and they stay in there. So what are you talking about, Pastor? These are the things that really matter. How much time are you really spending with God? How much time do you really read the Word? And then, how many of y'all saw the Vision Talk this week? I've been doing these videos called Vision Talks, and somebody go, you have? It's on Facebook. Been sending them, and hopefully you're all sharing them. All right? This is what people, they do those, they read the Word, but it's mechanically instead of from the heart. Almost religiously, I talked about that on the Vision Talk the other night. All right, and so how much are you really reading the Word because you love God and want to spend time with God and you want to have, come on now, or are you reading it as a religious ritual? Because that goes over there with the ping pongs. But when you really are seeking God for yourself, and you're really seeking Him for who He is. Come on, somebody. And you're really spending time with God. And you're really putting your effort towards things that really matter. Now, I'm going to blow your mind here. See, we get to this point and we think there's no way you can put anything else in there. But here's the thing. When you have your life full of the things God has instructed you to fill it with, you have way more room in there than you think you do. Now, this is sand, and I bought it at Lowe's, and I'm hoping that it's not clumpy and dry. I mean, wet. So I'm trying to shake it up here. But here's what happens. You go, I'm at my limit. I can't take anymore. When you're doing what God tells you to do, I want you to listen to me. When you're doing the things that really matter to your relationship with God, when you're really doing the things, listen, this is the most important, that he's called you to do, not just things you think sound good. I'm talking about things that really God's laid on your heart to do, because I know people that have told me personally, this is what I feel like God's called me to do, and I really feel it in my heart that this is what I'm supposed to do, and 20 years later, they still haven't done it. Well, because there was other important things that were falling out at a moment's notice, though. And those are in turmoil, and the marriage isn't doing very well. And come on now. Oh, Pastor. So here's the thing. When you put this in there the way God wants you to put things in there, you got room in there for more. And so we start adding it. Come on now. All those things, I got room. See how it's all filling in down there? But I was at my limits. Here's why I can take on more. Listen to me. When I do what God wants me to do, this is what the important things I think become. They go from being this size, come on, to grains of sand, somebody. This is what my marriage used to look. This is what it looked like to me when I was doing it all on my own. Here's what it looks like to God. I can fix that. No problem. It's easy. You got room to have a disagreement with your spouse. I don't want to have a disagreement with my spouse, though. I just want him to do everything I want him to do. Y'all notice Jody's not in here. I can say a lot of this stuff today, right? So listen, when you look at your life and you go, man, my kids got to be taken care of. Who's going to feed them, Brent? I'm supposed to provide for my family. That's not what Scripture says. God says, I will provide all your needs according to my riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? I just sit around, put my feet up? Nope. That means you go to work and God causes your job to be more efficient so well that they give you raises and undeserved promotions. Come on, somebody. And you go, oh, what did I do? I mean, you start getting, listen, there for a while, I thought Sandy was tricking me. She was calling me almost weekly. I got another bonus and I don't know why. Am I lying? She would tell me, Jeffrey, he's probably watching right now. He's got a bonus, and we don't know why. Well, when you start putting, come on, somebody, things that really matter in first, you got room for the other stuff. When I put God first, it leaves all kinds of room for me to add more. I could keep going. Yeah, well, you know, they said this at the doctor's office, and they said this at the job, and they said this. And the thing about it is as long as you keep God in his place first, you can handle it when they give you a bad report at work. You can handle it when they give you a bad report at the doctor's office. Come on, somebody. Come on. When your attorney, come on, Catherine, amen me big here. When your attorney says, oh, we better be concerned about this. When you keep God in his rightful place, come on, you got room for more on the inside of you. Oh, but the attorney said, so what? God said something else. I got room. I got room. Come on, I got room. What are we saying? I can do it. Yeah, but I'm tired. Okay, go take a nap. Rest up and let's get after it. Come on, somebody. God's calling you to do something. Come on, say it with me. I can do it. I can do it. I have room in my life to do what God's called me to do. And then all the rest of it falls in line. Now, here we go. There's more room in there. Oh, but there's no way. No way, Pastor Brent. I mean, I've done everything God wants me to do. I mean, my family and my kids. And all the doctor's reports, and Oh, Pastor Brent, I can't. I just can't do it. I mean, I am full. Now, what happens at this stage, Pastor Brent, if I've spread myself to that point right there and a problem comes? Come on, somebody beat me to it. I can do it. Come on now. I can do it. What are you talking about? I can handle it. Come on, that's still going in there. Can you see it? Can y'all see the water coming out? But it looks so full. I mean, look at all this. Golf balls and sand in there. Yeah, and now the real problems are hitting. Come on, somebody, and guess what? It's not spilling out everywhere. My real things aren't going anywhere. Come on, somebody. In fact, I'm actually getting more room inside because all this stuff is settling down. Are you getting this morning? Come on, I can do it. I got more room on the inside of me than I ever gave myself credit for. Yeah, I might not feel like it, but come on, the Bible says I walk by faith and not by sight, and I don't care how I feel right now. I got the greater one living on the inside of me. I got a big God who's causing there to be more room. But Pastor Brent, I mean, I did that problem okay. What about this one? Come on now. I can do it. Now, I want you to catch this and we'll wrap it up. Look at what Paul said. Because a lot of people will say, yeah, but I'm not you. People say, well, yeah, that's how you look at your problems. But you're kind of a jerk, and I don't really like the way you're just not compassionate. So I'm not going to be you, and I'm not going to handle my problems the same way. And that's fine. I'm not asking you to. But when you reach the end of who you are, listen to me. That's not all. If you get like the first jug, and you're full of the ping pong balls, and you've reached your limit, and you go, that's it, I can't do anymore, listen to me. You have firmly, firmly placed your faith in yourself. That's why the problems will just wash all the important stuff away. That's why people who, you know, will back away from all kinds of things to go invest in their marriage, and that's fine. I believe we should keep a healthy marriage. But when we put that in front of God, those are the kind of people that wind up divorced a few years later, and they backed up for nothing. Why? Because they put their faith in their ability, what they can do. All right? Now, I want you to catch this. Paul said there was only one. Put that scripture back up there, please. Paul said there's only one place. Now, look at what he said. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. That's pretty bad. I would hate to be that. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty one, with plenty or little. Then he says, for I can do everything. Now here's the catch, folks. Here's the catch. Because if you know anything about Paul, and I'm going to throw out a really buzzworthy term here, Paul was privileged. And I don't mean because Jesus talked to him. I'm talking about beforehand. Paul was a educated, extremely smart, had it all together, was the guy every Jewish guy wanted to grow up to be. That's who Paul was. He was the hot button guy. If you were a Jewish person, you wanted to grow up to be like Paul. And Paul, with his privilege, didn't say, because I'm educated, I can do everything. Because I'm wealthy, I can do everything. Because I'm a certain race, I can do everything. That is not what he said. And I want you to catch me this morning, because he said there's only one condition that allows me to do everything. It isn't because I'm so good looking. It isn't because I'm so smart. It isn't because I've got it all together. It's because I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. We have to replace our priorities of what we think is most important, watch this, with what he thinks is most important. I need to stop trying to invest ping pong balls in my future. Come on and go something with some substance and weight. Because in the sight of God, those are the things that weigh it down and give you stability and cause everything else to be viewed from their proper vantage point, which to God is very tiny. And very easy. Because you keep God in his proper place, he will show you what else to add and what else to take away. He'll show you what else you can do, and he'll call you to do things that you feel like, I don't think I can do that. But if he called you, come on, I said it about the missions trip. That means he's got to take care of the what it takes to get that done. If he's calling you to do something, then guess what? He's responsible to fulfill everything you need to get there. If he says you can do it, folks, you have room in your life. Don't get quiet. Come on now. If he's called you and he's anointed you and he's asking you, that means you have room. If he's saying to you and laying, and you just, and here's what, and you're giving excuses. Well, that'd be nice, but I've got this going on. And that would sure be nice, but I got this going on. And I would sure love to do that, but I've got this going on. It's because you're filling your life with things you think are important. Because if God asks you and God calls you, it's bigger, it's heavier, it's stronger, and it will cause you to be able to add more to your life than you can by yourself. So stop doing what you think. Come on. Stop giving up at the first sign of it being, well, it goes against everything that I have figured out. It goes against everything that I have perfectly planned. It goes against all that. Start putting the priorities on what he's called you to do. Because then he gives you strength. And then he gives you power. And then he gives you ability. And then he gives you capacity. And you, come on, say it with me. I can do it.